we can move clean energy from where it is created to where it is needed. It is literally about the transportation of energy. So think from a wind farm in Iowa to a suburb in Chicago, or from a solar farm in Nevada to a family farm in Missouri. How exciting is that?
That's very exciting. Very, very exciting. That's Kamala Harris. Think a wind farm in Nevada to a family in Uzbekistan. Why Uzbekistan? She loves Uzbeks. They might drink your battery fluid, though. It's possible. You know, in your car, if you come out of your car and the hood's up and there are a couple of elbow straws in your car battery, first suspects would have to be Uzbeks, I think. But there she is. They've got these fantasies about windmills replacing fossil fuels in no time at all. And, you know, I think trillions on infrastructure projects, right? Can anybody point to a charging station for a... Can anybody point to an airport or a bridge or anything, the $1 trillion? I don't think if anybody could, 60 Minutes would do a story on it every week. The news media on the network news would have a news story on, hey, look, Joe Biden built another bridge. They're calling it the Joe Biden Bridge. But no, and here they are. This is, they still have this fantasy about windmills and solar farms built in China for the most part. And, you know, Tony Bobulinski filled us in on all this because Joe is big guy and he gets a 10% cut of all the China action. See how that works? It's kind of a, it's all right. Never mind. Watergate, January 6th, Nixon. Yeah. I got to tell you, the Democrats, just Obama and Biden, so much more crooked than any politicians we've ever had. But it's not a thing because the Democrats have secured information dominance in the United States of America. It's a terrible thing. Well, once again, happy Tuesday and welcome. We were just talking before the top of the hour here about the shootings in Washington, D.C. It looks like nobody's keeping close track, but we had 21 plus six plus several more. It looks like we've probably had 30 people shot since Thursday in Washington, D.C. We only have a population of, well, what's the population here? About 700,000 people. And that's just since, you know, we're not a big city. It's kind of a small city, Washington, D.C. But we're especially dangerous because we have Congress and the federal government here. And that's really the thing. The most of the crimes happen not out on the streets using Glocks, but elsewhere. That said, 30 shootings in Washington, D.C., a relatively small city since Thursday, might be news. But you'd have to change something, you know, change at least one of the facts in the story to make it national news. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Crazy stuff. Crazy, crazy stuff all over the place. Britney Spears, you know her? Woo! She has amazingly a memoir out, a book about herself, as though somebody maybe wants to read a book about Britney Spears. There's a lot to learn in the world. The story of Britney Spears wouldn't be on my short list, but that's me. Britney Spears has a memoir out, but the book is being delayed. The release of the book is being delayed because Joe Biden, because there's a paper shortage, and Pete Buttigieg, who's polling better than Joe Biden in New Hampshire among likely Democrat voters. Pete Buttigieg, because they love shortages. Democrats in New Hampshire apparently love shortages, and he's not very tall. So the Britney Spears, her memoir is due to come out, but there's no paper. They can't find enough paper to print the book, so her book, Britney Spears' book, has been delayed. Pretty amazing stuff. That's America today. I've got an update on the economy under Joe Biden and the Democrats. Turns out that the inflation is going to cost Americans an extra $5,200 a year per person because of inflation. So whatever, you know, your budget is for next year, if you have a budget, Be on the lookout because you're going to need an extra $5,200 thanks to inflation because of Democrats. Of course, Ayman al-Zawahiri, the carbuncle-headed al-Qaeda lunatic, was reportedly killed in a missile strike using the Hellfire Ninja missile, which is a Julienne cut. Is that a Julienne? Is it a serrated? Because these blades come out of the missile, and there's a camera in the nose cone so they can watch right up to the last moment. And then it slices you up. It chops you to pieces. And it doesn't explode because, you know, it reduces collateral damage. Now, the missile's got to be really, really accurate because you're just chopping up one guy. And it's kind of fun if you think about it because, you know, in Islam, they use the sword. You know, Islam was spread by the sword. And they still, in Saudi Arabia, if you steal, they may chop your hand off with this custom knife. Has a little hook on the end, and they spin it around your wrist, and then your hand falls to the ground, and they stick your hand in a vat of boiling oil to cauterize it. And if you're a murderer or many other crimes, they may chop your head off with a sword. And, of course, you know, Prince, you know, MBS, Mohammed bin Salman in Saudi Arabia, ordered that Khashoggi guy chopped up and chopped to pieces. And now here comes the Hellfire missile known as the Ninja. The Hellfire Ninja, it's an iteration, a version of the Hellfire missile. And big blades spring out of the missile, and it flies up to you and chops you to pieces at a very high rate of speed. And apparently we sent two of these Hellfire missiles in to chop up Carbuncle Head al-Zawahiri, the head of al-Qaeda after Osama bin Laden, and chopped him up to pieces. That's kind of appropriate because of that, you know, Islam and the sword. Sort of fun, don't you think? It's got a little historical background going there. Yes, the R9X Hellfire Ninja with blades and no explosives. See, the explosives are kind of good because they, you know, they get close and then they blow up everything. And that's good. Sometimes peripheral casualties. But usually they're bad guys because if you're hanging out with the head of al-Qaeda, you're probably not, you know, making cherry ice cream over here. Just thinking. So we got that. We'll get to that. And you may remember that when President Trump ordered the killing of Qasem Soleimani of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, responsible for the murder of many, many Americans, hundreds of Americans in Iraq in particular. But he's a mass murderer. The news media was very angry with President Trump for killing the terrorist Soleimani because the Democrat Party is in bed with Iran, Oh, speaking of which, there's another Iran story today. They're threatening to blow up New York City with nuclear weapons because that's what they do. They're mass murdering troglodyte terrorists, Islamists. Political Islam is death on ice. And you're telling me they stink on ice. But the Democrats were very angry, and the news media, but I repeat myself, with President Trump for killing Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian killer general, you know. Killing Soleimani made us less safe. That's the headline from USA Today. Trump reckless on Iran, polls says. They had the polls going against him. We shouldn't kill terrorists. We should welcome them into the fold and give them nuclear weapons so they can kill us because we're the bad guy. So some of the stories here today. Pelosi, is she going to Taiwan or is she not going to Taiwan? And I got these Jon Stewart things that are pretty remarkable. Remarkable stuff. And the attacks on President Trump continue. Yeah, the Iran vows to build nukes and turn New York into, quote, hellish ruins. Well, I think we know that's been their goal for quite some time. It's not breaking news. What is breaking news is that the Obama administration, the Obama-Biden administration, gave them tens of billions of dollars, allowed them to continue to enrich uranium, spin centrifuges toward their goal of building nuclear weapons, and to continue apace, unabated, with their ballistic missile program, which they promised to use to kill all of us by the millions with nuclear weapons. So we've got that going for us. Yes, sir. And New York, you know, we got This woman walking down the street, she's in Times Square, right? Slashed by a lunatic with a straight razor, with a box cutter. A box cutter, ring a bell, kind of like September 11th on the airplanes. It never stops. It never stops. There is only the fight, as Hillary Clinton likes to say. Now, I do want to, that was her thesis paper, the name of her thesis paper, and this embarrassment, Paul Krugman, Nobel laureate in economics, continues to humiliate himself with his groveling and sniveling to the Democrat Party. And I'll try to get to him, too. He's an embarrassment. He's a joke. But the Democrats, you know, Soleimani killing bad, Zawahiri killing good. All right? That's the Democrat Party. They're not on our side. They're really not on our side. All right, let's get to this because this is kind of loopy stuff. Actually, you know, we're at the Iran thing, and I want to get to the reducing us to, you know, I was there. They're like Klaatu in the day the earth stood still, because these lunatic, the Democrats are funding the Iranians, the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism, and the Obama Biden administration gave them giant. Remember the pallets of cash being sneaked in under cover of night by Obama to the Iranians and Obama Biden to the Iranians. And then they freed up tens of billions of dollars so they could use them to murder us, because the left is anti-Western, anti-American, anti-everything good. And now they're threatening to murder us all. They're going to kill us all because nuclear weapons. And New York City will be reduced to hellish ruins. Iran vows to build nukes if provoked, comma, turn New York into, quote, hellish ruins. The New York Post, and not the New York Times, and not the Washington Post. Iran has threatened to build nuclear warheads and warned that it has the capability to turn New York City into, quote, hellish ruins, end quote, amid stalled efforts to reinstate a nuclear deal between the country and world powers. This is them negotiating. And then they released a video statement, which you might find interesting.
It is no concern of ours how you run your own planet. But if you threaten to extend your violence, this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder.
It certainly will. There's no doubt about that. Because that's what Iran is threatening now. Or was that Klaatu in the day the earth stood still? Michael Rennie. It's hard to tell the difference because, you know, Islam, radical Islam, Islamism, political Islam, is an apocalyptic death cult, which is why they have so much in common with the Democratic Party, right? And they do have a great deal in common with the Democratic Party, raising their children in the Democratic Party to be part of the apocalyptic death cult of climate change and global warming, right? That's kind of what they're all about. And we're raising 9-year-old girls with the belief that the world is on fire and we're all going to die soon. And then we wonder why, and teenage boys, you know, and if you're a white boy, well, all white people are evil, all males are evil, all, masculinity is toxic. The planet will be uninhabitable in 7 years. You're destroying the planet. And there is really nothing to live for. That's the Democrat Party's message for the future. And then we wonder why 18-year-old boys, young men, show up and massacre lots of people. We don't give them a lot to live for. Well, the Democrats don't give them a lot to live for, do they? And you should abort your children and harvest their organs because it's the best thing for the planet. It's the best thing for you. Have a cigarette. It's the best thing for you. And wait till you hear this John Stewart stuff. Jack Posobiec, did you follow this yesterday? It's Hollywood, the Democrat Party, the Venn diagram, and getting everything wrong. John Stewart is an ignorant, arrogant, what's the term? Rectal aperture, I think, is the appropriate scientific term. I'll get to that shortly. Because it's interesting, kind of funny stuff. You know, President Trump has hinted, and maybe more than hinted, that it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when. Now the question is, can he really win again? Can he beat DeSantis? Is he running against DeSantis? Maybe. Can he defeat the Democrats? Which one? Biden? Kamala? Maybe Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton? Now, Dick Morris has the answers. You know, Dick Morris from Newsmax, the go-to channel for conservatives like you and me. Newsmax says you need to read Dick Morris's new book. It's called The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Everybody's talking about the new book. The Return reveals President Trump's secret plan for 2024 and the real reason he'll be running. It's already number one bestseller on Amazon. The Return is at bookstores everywhere. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump, and so do Biden and Pelosi. But The Return shows that Trump will triumph again. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere, or see the free offer from Newsmax with a paid subscription. You can save almost 28 American dollars. Just go to The Return 911. That's TheReturn911.com. TheReturn911.com. Yeah, this John Stewart, he was on Capitol Hill because what's the difference between a, you know, talk show host on a comedy channel and Nancy Pelosi? And will her plane be shot down by the communists if she, in fact, does go to Taiwan? Gosh, the world is so exciting, isn't it? Why watch reality TV? We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
All right, I got to get to this John Stewart idiocy, Jack Posobiec entanglement on Capitol Hill yesterday shortly. And pizza. Oh, Biden sent pizza. Let me rip that apart for you in a couple of minutes. Right now, let's go to Angela calling from Montclair, Virginia. Angela, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, long time. Haven't talked to you in a while, but I listen to you constantly.
Excellent.
I just want to say, wait a minute, let me get my phone off of speaker. I want to say that I believe in what I've been seeing, what I've been witnessing as far as the lawlessness, the foreign policy, just everything that has to do with our country. To me, this whole weird feeling, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels this weirdness, constant weirdness, it came in during Obama's time. He ushered in this era with his promise to fundamentally transform the United States. And we got a 4-year break from that particular operation during Trump's time in office. So we got a 4-year break. But that is the path that we are on. And I think it should be clear and evident to anyone that's paying attention. They are seriously trying to fundamentally transform the United States of America. And I believe because of Biden that Obama is more of the president than Biden is.
Yeah, well, you can see that Biden is not up to the job. You're right. You're right.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
And the crowd went wild, and then they looted our cities and burned and committed suicide attacks against police and members of Congress and police again. And Then they looted some more and committed more arson and then said, vote for us. We'll burn this country to the ground. And a lot of Democrats said, yeah, burn the country to the ground. So it's the Democrat Party. It's not what it used to be, not by a long shot. John Stewart is a Democrat. You see him, I think he's 59 years old. Huh? He's not, there are a lot of 59-year-olds that look better than him. Especially if you have tens of millions of dollars for doing a mediocre 22-minute-a-night TV show with 22 writers for a few years. He's moved to a farm because of the sheep, I think. Is it the sheep that brought him to the farm? Hard to say. Jack Posobiec is, you may know him from Twitter, online. He is... He's conservative. He stirs things up a bit. He's demonized by the left as, oh, he's peddling conspiracy theories and like Russian collusion for 3 years or, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation. That kind of conspiracy theory. Are those the conspiracy theories we're talking about? Joe Biden's a good president. That conspiracy theory that the Democrats are spreading now. But in any event, Jack Posobiec has, it's spelled Posobiec, it's pronounced Posobiec, And a colleague of his, Raheem Kassam, who is also very active on Twitter, you may know him from Twitter and his online presence, and they were on Capitol Hill yesterday. You see, there's this little dust-up going on, and that's why John Stewart came down off the farm with, looking anemic, I think, didn't he? And he is raising hell because those darn Republicans are, the Democrats just want a fund, a bill to help veterans because of the burning fire pits in Iraq. And the Republicans voted against it because they hate veterans. That's the storyline that the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, are spreading. And it is what you might call a conspiracy theory. It is false. It is untrue. They didn't vote against it. I mean, obviously, they're, you know, they're veterans, Republicans, same side. U.S. military, Democrats, opposite sides, unless you're a transgender member of the military, in which case they're in your camp and in your pants. Sometimes. It's just more fun when you say in your pants. And so John Stewart argues with Jack Posobiec, Radar Online. John Stewart melts down at Jack Posobiec outside Capitol, then makes peace. That's Zero Hedge. And then I will, here's the thing, why the veteran health care bill was smacked down by Republicans. The Democrats poison everything because they have information dominance and the news media are their slaves. They're, you know, it's like the news media, you know, what is the movie? Is it Pulp Fiction with the gimp in the rubber suit with the hose and stuff? You know, the news media is the gimp in the rubber suit for the Democrat Party. And what can I do? And since the Democrats know that they have a lock on the news media and late night TV and Saturday Night Live and the Sunday weekend shows and HBO and Showtime, they can lie all they want and get away with it. So here's what the Democrats did. There is a bill to fund health care specifically addressing Iraq burn pits and exposure by U.S. forces to Iraq burn pits. All right. And the Republicans, a number of Republicans ended up voting against the bill because the Democrats put in a gigantic, humongous poison pill. And that is more than $400 billion of criminal theft of U.S. taxpayer dollars to hand out to their friends and allies under cover of helping veterans. And it's a huge lie. And if we had a legitimate news media, then maybe Jon Stewart wouldn't have his own head wedged so far up his own dark and remote location that maybe John Stewart would be aware of the reason that Republicans voted in good conscience against this corrupt act by the Democrat Party to steal more than $400 billion taxpayer dollars under cover of helping veterans. All right? That's the thing about the Democrats. So it started like this. It's soundbite number two. Jack Posobiec and Raheem Kassam saw John Stewart milling around it because he's a political figure, you know, and he cares about veterans. He's never, you know, nobody in his family has ever served, but never mind that. Jack Posobiec, Raheem Kassam, approaching John Stewart to have a polite, and listen to the tone of voice of Jack Posobiec. He's the bad guy in the story, according to the news media, and Raheem Kassam, and the tone of voice of John Stewart.
You've been on the media lately, you've been running around, you've been calling names, you've been insulting.
Right.
Is that how you get stuff done?
Where do you think I learned it from?
From your TV show. Of course, you're famous for that.
I learned it from
you
trolls.
You were the man of that.
I learned it from right-wing trolls who don't know what
you're
troll
now.
Because you
don't. You know you could get this bill passed in a minute.
Come with me and talk to the veterans. Come here.
We've talked to them already.
Come with me.
Why are you running away?
Come and talk to me after this. I'm not running away. Come with me. Come with me. Just come with me.
Why won't you change this $100 billion thing?
It's not in there.
It's not in there. John Stewart is just an idiot. He's ignorant. He's arrogant. He's a rectal aperture. Here's Raheem Kassam.
Don't even pretend like you're a good faith person.
You're not a good person.
That lie about veterans' health care. So why don't you tell her? Why don't you tell her that this is bullshit?
Nobody says bullshit.
Now he's become irate and irritable and irrational, and you know, he could become a mass shooter at any time, John Stewart. And here are veterans. You tell her that this bill is BS, which they had not done. But he's, John Stewart is lying to some veterans. Come over here and you tell them what you told me, that this bill is BS. Well, we didn't say the bill is BS. And never mind that. John Stewart.
You're a troll.
Guys, I want the bill passed.
You're not in good faith.
I'm for the bill.
You're not in good faith.
So what's the problem? What are you trying to do here?
My question is,
what
are you trying
to
do here? Why is John, I'm not even against you guys.
What are you trying to do?
What are you doing?
Just pass the bill. That's good. Pass the bill.
He's looking away from him every time Jack asks to try and set up a meeting. John walks away. He doesn't want to.
I won't even be in the room.
Raheem Kassam and John Stewart screaming and yelling and above veins bulging on his neck and cursing and F word and PS word. And it's all because he's ignorant of what the facts are and he doesn't understand the complicated world in which we live. And Capitol Hill can be inscrutable. That brings us back to Nancy Pelosi, but we'll get back to that. And here it is. And then in the end, he's such an ignorant, and then he ran out of energy pills or something. And the calm voices, Jack Posobiec and Raheem Kassam, they're, John, you seem to have come down off your cocaine high or whatever it was.
This is Jack Posobiec. I'm here with Tim Jensen of Grunstyle. And
hello,
John Stewart is also here.
Arrogant,
John
belligerent.
Stewart and I have decided to come to agreement. Have we not, John?
Yes, sir. I lost my temper a little bit. I felt like I was being trolled. And I realized that the important thing is just got to get this done for these guys and get them over the finish line to get the health care they need.
We're at 98%. Let's get it over the last 2%.
Please.
Is that fair?
Fair.
Shake on it.
Oh, no. Now we're all getting along. Now, again, the guys who are supposed to be the bad guys here are standing up for veterans. And John Stewart is screaming and yelling and cursing because he has no idea what he's talking about. And Stephen Colbert, part of the Democrat Party's propaganda apparatus, this, of course, came up last night because the Democrats lie everywhere all the time, everywhere you go, yard signs in their front yards and on late-night TV.
Recently, both the House and the Senate overwhelmingly passed a bill called the PACT Act, which would expand health care coverage for military veterans who were exposed to toxins and burn pits during their service. Due to an administrative issue, the Senate had to re-vote on the bill. And this time, the bill was blocked because 25 Republican senators flipped their votes. And
boo, Republicans bad!
Like many Americans, I like to flip them in return.
Oh, yay! Flip them like that, morbidly obese Democrat congresswoman from California that cracked our baseball stadium and flipped everybody off. Right, Stephen Colbert.
Why would Republicans screw over veterans on a bill that they previously voted for? Well, one theory is that they had their boxers in a bunch.
Oh-ho!
After Joe Manchin and Chuck Schumer secretly negotiated a big climate deal.
Oh-ho-ho!
So screwing veterans might be political payback. Well, that would be some misdirected anger, GOP. That's like a quarterback saying, all right, huddle up. We're down 20. I just threw an interception and the other team scored. Here's the play. I'm going to go sucker punch that old guy at the hot dog stand. All right? Slap grandpa on three.
It doesn't even make any sense. It's not particularly funny. It's not really a joke. It doesn't make any sense at all. Now, he's an ignorant, deformed person. And he's a Democrat Party propagandist, and they pay him millions of dollars, CBS does, to carry the water. Senator Pat Toomey is a Republican and one of the Republicans that eventually first voted for the bill and then voted against it. That's because it was a different bill. Well, how is the bill different? Senator Pat Toomey, Republican, Pennsylvania.
This is a replay of an age-old Washington trick. Take a sympathetic group of Americans, could be kids suffering from rare diseases, could be victims of crime, could be veterans exposed to toxic substances, craft a bill to address their problems, and then sneak something in that they know could never pass on its own, and dare the Republicans to raise an issue because they will sick their accomplices in the media and some pseudo-celebrity who will tell lies and characterize this as heartless, cruel Republicans who don't care about these victims. Totally untrue.
See, that's the pseudo celebrity is Jon Stewart, and doesn't look like he's doing too well, and it's true. Now, what did they slip in here? Is what you need to know, because Democrats, they're always slipping things in places they shouldn't be. Senator Pat Toomey.
What I want to do is exactly what you said: stop them from changing the budget rules to grease the skids for a $400 billion spending spree that has nothing to do with veterans. That's what we ought to be doing here.
Even Newsweek magazine has a piece saying that the bill would enable the Democrats to surreptitiously plumb $400 billion spread out over the next 10 years, completely unrelated to veterans. Senator Pat Toomey.
They've done this because sometimes it works. You know, it's not fun to have all the media in America, not all, but a huge majority of the media accusing you of false things. And when they make up one allegation after another that's all baseless, you kind of run out of time to even set the record straight.
That's absolutely correct. And here we go again. And as Senator Toomey said, and if we had a legitimate news media, then the legitimate news media would say, well, wait a minute, the Republicans have a point here. They're perfectly happy to vote for the veterans bill, the money going to veterans health. But you guys have slipped in $400 billion in other money and then saying, if you don't vote for it, you're anti-veteran. You know, this is the transgender military white rage white supremacist Democrat Party, Senator Pat Toomey.
I think, frankly, most people get it. You know, the desire of the Democrats in Congress to just keep spending, we've got to rein that in.
Now, they get this pseudo-celebrity. He's 100% right, Senator Toomey. And the Democrats have a long history of doing this, and it's always the same playbook. A giant bill. What about the children? What about the children? And, you know, then really it's for abortion. What about crime? We're fighting crime. Well, you know, your sons are the criminals. You're the criminals. And, then they just slip in $400 billion to a bill that having nothing to do, the $400 billion, having nothing to do with veterans' health, with burn pits, with Iraq. But if you don't vote for it, then you're anti-veteran. You're anti-children, the party of abortion. You're anti-black people, the party of slavery and Jim Crow. You're anti-crime. You know, we are anti-crime. That's true. you guys are the criminals and your sons. Not our guns. The problem is not our guns. It's your sons. But they've done it again, and they have this idiot, not very bright. He's never very bright. He's never particularly funny either, Jon Stewart. up there on Capitol Hill screaming curse words at people because he has no idea, because he's ignorant, because he has no idea what he's talking about. All right. But if he knew, he'd probably be fine. Well, the Democrats, you know, they want that $400 billion. So John Stewart, that's actually a great deal of money. If we were to start paying off our national debt, and there's no sign of that happening anytime soon, it would take centuries to pay off the $400 billion alone that is thrown in as an afterthought by a corrupt Democrat Party. And they know that they can get away with it because they'll trot out idiots like John Stewart. And the New York Times and the Washington Post won't report on it because they're not a legitimate news media. By the way, Nanny Pelosi has arrived in Taipei, the capital city in Taiwan, under cover of darkness aboard a U.S. Air Force 757 with an Air Force One-style paint job from the 89th Airlift Wing at Andrews, just outside of Washington. She has arrived, and the communists have not shot her plane down. Now, I bet she gets the Presidential Medal of Freedom for this, don't you? Because she does what so many others have done before. So that's a big fake. It's another lie, and they're trying to steal $400 billion for their own purposes while playing this you hate children or veterans or whatever game that they so often play.
Okay, then. We hold the world ransom for $100 billion.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
And CBS Stephen Colbert last night, his guest was Jennifer Granholm, our Secretary of Windmills. And she was on there delivering uninterrupted the Democrat Party message with a nodding idiot sitting next to her. And tonight they have Tommy Vitor, you know, like, dude, that was like 2 years ago, dude. Benghazi from the Obama White House and John Favreau and John Lovett, who are speech writers for the Democrat Party. And this is that it's just a pure Democrat Party propaganda show. No doubt about it. The Senate failed to advance legislation meant to protect veterans because the Democrats booby trapped it. They dropped in the poison pill and then they play this game. You're anti-veteran. No, we're anti-theft of $400 billion American dollars. Honestly. That's how many stars there are in the Milky Way, according to Michael. That's an approximation. Let's go to John in Chicago. John, I don't have a lot of time, but you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yeah, Chris, John. I just want to say that this is not the first time that John Stewart has acted as a shill for the type of legislative scam that Senator Toomey described.
Yeah,
he did it several years ago. The bill that proposed was supposed to help the first responders of 9/11, and the Democrats added about $90 billion. That was their take at that time to the bill. So I wonder if he knows what he's doing. I really think he does.
Yeah.
I think he knows. You know, I don't think it's pure stupidity. Not that he isn't stupid, but I think he's being compensated somehow for what he's doing.
Well, you want to give credit where credit is due, and I appreciate that, John, because it's true. He is not that stupid, and I would think that once you explain it to him, then he has to be in on the game, right, on the theft, the kleptocracy.
Ah!
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.